We have John Clayton on the phone, who is the musical director for the Vail Jazz Workshop. For about 10 days or so, he's got 12 students in intensive training there up in Vail, and quite a nice way to finish the summer. But John, first, I want to go back a few years to you at age 16. How did you get to play and study with Ray Brown?
That's a funny story. I had just started classical lessons and heard my first Ray Brown record around the same time, and it blew my mind. I'd never heard the bass played like that, 16-year-old kid. And I asked the classical teacher, "Have you ever heard of this guy named Ray Brown?" He said, "Yeah, sure, he's a friend of mine." And he took out a letter from Ray Brown that said, "Dear Mr. Siegel, would you please tell your students that I'm teaching a course at UCLA called Workshop in Jazz Bass." That was my last classical lesson with that guy. I saved $65 and enrolled in this course, and that really began my music life.
Bassist John Clayton joins us from Vail, where he is in his 19th year of directing the Vail Jazz Workshop, a pretty exclusive collection of students. And we're noting how competitive it's gotten to get one of the just 12 scholarships to be in the Vail Jazz Workshop. How do you make the choices? You got slammed with, what, over 100 applications?
Yeah, it's, I have to say, you know, coin a phrase, it ain't easy. They pare them down and then send the tapes to us, and we pretty much blindly listen to the tapes. You can tell how old I am.
Yeah.
we listen to the audition recordings and blindly pick two of each instrument. So two bass, two drums, two piano, trumpet, saxophone, and trombone. And that reflects the teachers, the faculty that we have here to work with them.
Okay.
Jeff Clayton, Terrell Stafford, Lewis Nash, Bill Cunliffe, Wycliffe Gordon, and myself.
Hey, John, it's George Peck. So now you say they narrow it down. So there's 100 audition tapes that come in. Who narrows it down before you guys get to listen to them?
They've got a committee that of, you know, respected people, that musicians that listen to it first, and so that we don't have to go through all of that heartbreaking work.
Yeah.
And then they send us the ones that are in the final rounds.
Well, drum roll, please. I want to give these young players the credit that they deserve in the profile. By name and location, Chris Fishman, 17, pianist from Hermosa Beach, California. Morgan Guerin, 16 years old, tenor sax from New Orleans and Baton Rouge. Anthony Hervey, 17, trumpet from Miramar, Florida. I kind of feel like a stadium, like they're running out to a cheering
That's
applause.
Right.
But this is jazz radio, and these are the young stars, and we want to give them some credit. Kevin Zhang, 17, trombone from New Jersey, Towaco, New Jersey. Nick Lee from the L.A. County High School for the Arts, 17-year-old trombonist. Christian McGee, Florissant, Missouri, 16-year-old drummer. Kanoa Mendenhall from Novato, California, a 16-year-old bassist. I might get some insight from you on that. The other bassist, Chris Palmer from L.A., 16 years old. Just like putty in your hands, John. You get to... Fun, you have fun with them.
I do, and it is, you know, in a way it is like putty, but on the other hand, they come here playing. These reflect 12 of the top high school players in the nation.
James Robertson, 17, alto sax. Jared Silverstein, 17, drums, from New Jersey, Hillsboro. Isaiah Thompson, West Orange, New Jersey, 17-year-old pianist, and 16-year-old trumpeter Michael Werner from the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. These folks are the next generation. We often say it's in pretty good hands. What do you think? I mean, are you sort of setting them free? I'm guessing they have the fundamentals.
Yes and no. You know, don't forget they've only had 16 or 17 years on the planet. So they do have fundamentals. In fact, it blows our mind how much vocabulary and insight they have at such a young age. But, you know, once you start start working with them, you have to remind yourself, oh, yeah, they probably don't know about this, and they haven't heard of this, and they haven't experienced this. And that's where we come in. And it's also refining, honing. I mean, for instance, the tenor player, Morgan, I asked him who his teacher was, because he plays so phenomenally. And he said, well, actually, I just taught myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So you run into that.
John Clayton, our guest, he's in his 19th year as director of the Vail Jazz Workshop. An incredible world-class list of players, but these 12 students are also playing tonight, Thursday night, if you're up there early.
So 19 years you've been doing this, right? You've been having the workshops for 19 years?
Yeah.
Do you have any students you remember, no names necessarily, but who went on and you heard them record or you heard them with a group or what, you know, who's gone on and made something of this?
You know, I think more than 50% of these students end up being professional musicians.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah. I'd like to see that. I'm being conservative because all the traveling that I do, I keep running into the, and of course now it's 19 years later, and they walk up to me and they say, hey, don't you remember? And I go, ugh.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, it's the Matt Brewers and the Robert Glaspers and the, you know, my son Gerald, Ambrose. And
Robert Glasper? Was Robert Glasper one of the alumni?
Yeah. All here, you know. Who's going to be here also? The fantastic alto player, young woman.
From Aurora, Colorado, would that be Tia Fuller?
Tia Fuller won't be here, but she's another one.
Yeah,
I played her. Yeah, Grace Kelly. Yeah, there you go.
Know, Grace Kelly, right?
She's recording with Bill Woods now and got her own. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, good stuff, John. Back to class. You're pretty much wrapping up, finishing touches on tonight's performance, right?
Exactly.
All right, good stuff, John. Thanks, Clayton. Man. He's playing with his brother and so many others. The website for more information, vailjazz.org. Thank you, John.
Thank you.